little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
So we're moving on to another area of the syllabus. This is gastroenterology on this occasion. So we're going to talk about some common presentations in general practice. Anal fissure is the first of those presentations. So you can normally tell from the story that it's likely to be an anal fissure when the patient's presenting. So we're just going to ask some red flag questions related to that. Can I ask, have you noticed any change in your bowel habit at all?
No.
And how's your weight been?
No, it's stable.
What about blood? Is there any blood in your stool at all?
No, not that I've noticed. On the paper, really.
Ah, okay. So you do get some, but just on the paper.
It was just on the paper, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And that's, what colour is that?
That is quite bright red, yeah.
Okay. Any family history of this sort of thing at all? Any bowel problems in the family?
No. This is quite new to me. I mean, it's just a bit painful and that little bit of blood on the paper. So I didn't know because the family don't have any problems.
So as with all these presentations, we've assumed that you've asked ideas, concerns and expectations. We found out a little bit of the story by asking open-end questions in the first instance, and these red flag questions are really just refining and making sure there's nothing likely to be going on in terms of serious diagnoses. So with this presentation, usually I would do a rectal examination. So let's just assume that we've done the rectal examination. I can see that it's really sore when you have when you pass stool or have a poo. You've got a tear in your backside or in your anus called an anal fissure. These usually heal very quickly so long as we can keep your stool soft. But you may choose to have something from me to soften your stools. How does that sound?
Well, or I can buy it at the chemist if it's cheaper, but yeah, that would be fine.
Yep, absolutely. So something mild like bisacodyl tablets, or maybe something more reliable like Laxido sachets. What do you fancy?
I think the tablets are more convenient for me.
So take them until the pain has gone away, and then maybe for a couple of weeks beyond that to make sure it doesn't come back. In your case, what I would suggest that we think about, because you've got so much spasm in your backside, that it might be worthwhile giving you some ointment to help relax that spasm, to help you relieve the pain that you've got even when you're not passing your bowel motion, so you're not having a poo. You're still getting a lot of pain in between times. How would you feel about me giving you some ointment in that case?
We could try it, yeah.
So the ointment that I quite often use is an ointment called diltiazem, which is designed to help relax the spasm in your backside. So that's often quite helpful. And another cream that you might even consider that you can buy over the counter is a cream called clotrimazole cream, which is we quite often use that for treating yeast infections, but it can encourage the healing. So you pop that inside your anus after each bowel motion to encourage the healing. How does that sound?
Yeah, I can try that, doctor.
Okay, so we're just going to safety net for an anal fissure now.
So if you're still getting a lot of pain when you do pass stools after about 6 weeks, we should maybe see you again, because if it's going on that long, we can refer you to the bowel doctors, because sometimes there are other things that they would do to help the anal fissure heal. Occasionally they do an injection to just relax the muscle at the anus, and that does help it heal.
I've heard that they use Botox. Is that right, doctor?
Yeah.
Will that improve how I look as well?
Well,
not necessarily.
Afraid not.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.